Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Debug, debug, debug. It's the Debug Show.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Debug Show. I'm your host, Eric. And this week, we are joined by an exceptionally talented artist.
I guess so.
Yeah. We're joined today by Amine. What's up, dude?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Please say hello to our listeners, the Tedbox Show listeners.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
No, we were talking about a bunch of things and I was like, we should probably just start rolling.
Yeah. That's how podcasts are, right?
Right, like, yeah. We just talk.
Start talking like, I should record this.
Yeah. Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from home. I just got back from New York, and I'm exhausted, but yeah. I'm here. I'm living. I just fed my dog.
What kind of dog do you have? What is his or her name?
His name is Oliver. Oliver the Menace.
To be exact. Wait, was it a? I'm totally wrong. Was it a cockapoo or something?
He's a golden doodle.
Golden doodle.
Yeah, my bad. I didn't say this.
No, name. It's something like that, right? I'm still debating getting a dog. How do you take care of your dog? You're so busy and traveling.
Yeah, I have a sister. I have people who help me.
Okay.
take care of my dog.
Yeah.
But I definitely do a lot of the bulk work. I take care of my dog. I don't have a dog on Instagram just for like a month. And then he's gone back to the shelter.
Yeah.
My dog's like my son. So
have you taken him on tour yet?
I actually haven't. He's a quarantine baby. So I got him like 6 months before quarantine.
Uh-huh.
And I was getting prepared to like figure out how to put him somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like or just leave him with my family. But I haven't had to deal with that. So 2022.
I'm gonna
have to manage my time very well.
Alrighty. Yeah. Well, excited to have you on the show today. If you guys don't know who Amine is, he's an incredibly prolific, talented songwriter, rapper, director. I say artiste because you do a little bit of everything.
That's cool. Yeah.
Like quite literally everything.
It's not on purpose. I don't know. I think everyone should just do what they like to do. And I like to make art, you know.
Did you grow up always creative, did you feel?
I was born and raised in Portland. So, you know, like I always was an internet kid more than anything. When you live in a place that isn't like a huge city that, you know, Portland's a pretty big city, don't get me wrong. But like culture-wise, there's not much of it at the time when I was growing up. So, for me, a lot of my taste, a lot of my interests came from like Tumblr and SoundCloud and all that stuff. I was like, you know, on these forums, Nike Talk, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like I was, you know.
Dude, it's crazy. I feel like so many of those things have died down.
Yeah.
But they were so massive. Like even 10 years ago.
In our time. Yeah, in our time.
In the Tumblr days. Now it's like the TikTok.
That's what we're going to be telling our grandkids.
I know.
Back in my day. Y'all wouldn't believe it. You could just scroll and scroll.
You'd see on Tumblr.
You really got to know people on Tumblr. That's what was so cool.
There were things where you're like, I don't need to know you that well.
Yeah, of course.
Now I know you.
No, for sure. Now you know. Yeah. Like, people got personal.
Yeah.
Some people got way too personal. But yeah.
Before Tumblr, there was like… MySpace,
yeah.
Zanga. Were you ever part of Zanga?
I ain't that old. I don't even know what that is.
I'm that old. It's MySpace and Tumblr before it was MySpace and Tumblr.
Okay. I thought MySpace was the OG.
It was like no. It was
Tom.
Like it was MySpace's dad, grandparent.
It was
something different.
And it was the same concept, like friends and
It's friends and like blogs.
Was there a top five though?
I don't think it was a top five. I think MySpace upped it by making
it
top five.
Yeah, because the music, that's what I wish. would be in today's, like if you go on my Twitter, I would love if like a song could play, you know.
Why not? Like,
I don't know why we can't do that.
Why can't our Instagram pages have that?
I've patented that idea, by the way. So
if you do, if you use it, you got to pay them.
Yeah.
You got to pay them. Well, dude, what have you been up to? I know, you know, we first met, what, 6-7 months ago?
Yeah, that's crazy that was that long ago. But yeah,
that flew by. That's when we met. You were working on your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, through quarantine and up to now, what have you been up to? I mean, you released an album.
I did.
Yeah. You did a lot of things, but like, what? When you look back on the past 18 months, what are kind of the highlights? What are kind of the, what's been going on?
It's kind of just been a lot of work. I've been trying to have as much fun as possible, honestly. Mm. Not like when I was making Limbo, a lot of it was before quarantine. So that album was pretty much done before the world just blew up in our face. So.
Yeah.
For me, it was a lot of preparing and a lot of video shoots. And ever since Limbo has dropped, I've kind of been recording a lot of music, getting to see so many friends and so many of my people, and just trying to live my life to the fullest. I know that sounds like a live, love, laugh type of quote, but
it's you a know true what I mean? Thing.
I've been really trying to live and go on road trips, go on little things with my friends, keeping it safe, by the way. I'm vaccinated and all that.
Oh,
but yeah, I've just been, that's the only way for me to get inspired. You know what I mean? Like during quarantine, I didn't record too much because it was just a little hard for me to. Mm. To, you know, feel anything.
Yeah, I feel like we all kind of
it sucked.
There's like, no other way to put it.
Yeah, like there was no way for me to I necessarily like really I create the best music when I'm living my life, and that's literally what I've been trying to do. So past like 6-7 months, I've been recording a lot. And,
that was dope.
Yeah,
I remember it was after you shot. After you recorded your mindset, it was your birthday and you were going to Mexico.
Yeah, me and my friends went to Mexico.
That looked like fun, dude.
Dog, that was the funnest trip. We were all vaccinated and we kept it really safe and made sure we're wearing masks and all that. But Mexico was crazy. It was me and my friends, we went to this resort called the Viceroy.
Uh-huh.
And they gave us like a sweet deal with like me and my friends. It was like 20 of us.
Oh, damn.
A lot of good time.
That's awesome. Where else have you been going? Like, I know you did Mexico. What are some other good trips? I'm looking to go somewhere, do something.
Soon.
Yes. I need.
Have you been to Korea?
I was in Korea in August.
Oh, but like, sick. I miss Korea a lot.
When were you in Korea last?
I was there 2019 summer, August.
Okay.
Right before quarantine.
Was it a festival?
It was a festival, okay. Yeah.
Do you remember which one it was?
I don't remember. Something. It was packed. I was having the best time of my life. It was like 7,000, 10,000 people.
Damn.
It was, and everybody was doing this.
Yeah, you know the finger hearts.
I learned that and I did that and everybody went crazy. And I was like, damn, I've never felt so much power with it. It's with like, just two fingers. It's crazy.
Amina is doing the little finger hearts, like the power of Thanos in these two little fingers.
It felt like it was a great feeling to be on stage. Everyone was just so like lovely and was so happy to be there.
Yeah.
It felt like, you know, just like a good time, like super welcoming. Like
yeah.
Me and my friends had we walked around the city and, you know.
Did y'all go clubbing? Y'all do anything fun? Or
We did go clubbing. I don't remember the place we went though.
You had some good food?
Imagine. There's a girl named Isabella that was taking us around.
Uh-huh.
She's a local there, but I think she's from America. She's super cool. Shout out her. we went to Dum Dum Showroom.
What's that?
They're like this super, super cool vintage spot in Korea they are super tasteful. They have crazy. I got a like a vintage David LaChapelle Lil Kim poster.
Oh, wow.
In Korea. Like framed and everything. It was so sick. And I got these like vintage Dior pants. Like they knew what they were doing. They're dope.
I mean, it sounds like you had a good time. And I know that, I don't know if it's from that show, but there are so many Korean fans of yours. Not just like, you know, the everyday person, but also just a lot of artists.
I know that, and yeah. I just didn't. I don't know why. I mean, I know
it's because your stuff is good.
I know. I get that. Like, right? Like, that's why people love people's music or artists. But I just didn't. It's a lot, and I just didn't. I didn't know why, and I'm super, super thankful for it. I would just love to know, you know, kind of
what was it? What happened? Like, I saw that. Was it BTS tweeted
something like that? Like, I think they were like singing my song or something. I really don't remember what it was, but I know they're fans, and I'm a fan of them, and we follow each other. We've DM'd in the past. Mm. They're super cool, like really nice guys. I think we're meaning to work, but like, you know how that goes with artists. Like they're busy. They're selling out Wembley Stadium. Like they don't need to talk to a meeting. It's okay. But we're just, you know.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
I know I have a friend of ours, PH1, is also like one of your biggest fans.
Oh, sick.
I think I had a conversation was like, well, if you had one artist you could collab with, who would it be? Like, Aminé. I could be making that up, but I think pretty sure it's cool. I'm pretty sure
it's
true.
Not made up.
No, I'm pretty sure it's true.
He's gonna be like, what is that dude talking about?
No, no, no. I'm like 99% true. I don't know if like exactly what the question was, but it was, he's just a massive fan. And then
I gotta check his stuff out.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. But then I was looking through some of your other stuff, and there's this really, really talented idol named Mark Lee. He's a member of NCT.
Yes.
And he shouted you out too.
I know him for sure.
Yeah.
I've seen all the stuff. Like Justin, my manager, was just keeping me updated with what's going on.
Oh, yeah?
I was just like, why? Why is everyone talking about me today? Like, and I realized he shouted me out, and I'm super thankful for that. They just show love, and that's kind of like why I f*** with Korea so much.
Yeah,
it's just like very humble kind of culture from what I know. I don't know, but everyone seems kind. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a good time, and hopefully
I want to go back a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I only went to one city. And
was that your first time?
That was my first time, bro.
So one and
my first Asia tour, just in general.
Oh, okay.
Like, we went to Japan. We went to Singapore for like press, but didn't really get to like do a show there.
Okay.
Yeah.
If there's anybody right now, K-pop, Korean, doesn't matter at all. Like what genre that you would really want or love to work with? You know, you've worked with so many people in the past anyways, but somebody that's top of mind that you're like, this is the one person that I absolutely want to work with somehow.
I mean, I know this is like basic for rap because he's one of the greats, but like Kendrick Lamar, like for sure. Like Kendrick Lamar is definitely somebody I would love to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever like met or connected in some way?
Dude, crazy story. Like 3 days ago, I was, do you know Tyler Mitchell, the photographer? Very, very talented. You should check him out. Black photographer. He just had a show in New York for Fashion Week. And me and my friend Lucas, we just went to go check it out. And we're standing there. We checked out the whole gallery. And I'm standing in the corner with him. And then like two of my friends are like, yo, Kendrick's here. And I was like, what? I was like, that's tight. Like, I mean, I've never, you know, met him or talked to him. And he like… was, of course, with tons of people. You know, he's Kendrick Lamar, Pulitzer Prize winner. I know.
Yeah.
And this man, like, beelined directly towards me.
Ooh.
And, like, shook my hand and, like, really bigged me up. He said a couple things just like, you know, like, I with your videos and I'm a fan of yours. And I was just, like, my voice is like shaky. I was just like, bro, like, I'm a huge fan of yours. Like, this is crazy. Like, me and my friend Lucas were just like, tweaking. It was such a cool moment. Mm. He didn't have to like come up to me and say any of those things. Of course, he could literally walk past me and that would have been enough. You know? But yeah, man, it's cool. I'm a huge fan. You know, that's the GOAT, one of the greats. And just to be even like greeted by him and him saying kind things, it meant a lot to me and definitely fueled me to like, I'm just excited to release new music again. Yeah.
Dude, that's so cool. I mean, I feel like that's so cool because there have been moments, I don't know about you, but in my career where I'm like, oh, that's somebody that I really like. And they're just like not what you want or hope that they would be like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
But to hear that he was dope, that he was really nice and cool.
I mean, like, I don't feel like that's surprising though. You know what I mean? Like he literally has a song called Humble. Like,
that is true. Very true. Yeah.
The man knows. All brand. I feel like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's
just really cool.
Tell me about Fashion Week. Was this your first time going to Fashion Week? What was that like?
It's not my first. The first time I went was I was like working. I was like a nobody, you know,
like working.
Like I was in New York in the summer, you know, trying to figure out how to go to this and this, and I was outside the party, like, yo, good night. And nobody, you know what I mean? Yeah. I was, but yeah, this was my first time. Like I was invited to the Thom Browne show. That was really cool. Shout out to Thom Browne. That show is like insane. The suits and you know, like all the everything he does is just like wild. And watching that show was really incredible. And there was just so many, like, it was so many friends I got to see that I hadn't seen in 2 years.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because of quarantine. So that was the best part about it all. Just getting to see folks that I hadn't seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. And getting to meet artists like that I hadn't seen or ever met. And just like, you know, just it's I'm so much more appreciative of just being outside now. Like, I gotta tell you, I took everything for granted the first, like, couple years of my career just because I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is regular. I'll probably see them, whatever. Yeah. And now that we've been locked away, you know, like, you're like, I'm gonna take advantage of every moment I have to be outside. And every time I see somebody, if I fuck with them, I'm gonna let them know I fuck with them, like, right then and there. I'm not gonna, like, be like, yo, next time I wanna see him. Now I'm gonna be like, hey, what's up? How you doing? I fuck with you. You're amazing. Da, da, da.
No, I think that's awesome. I think that's great. I was at Fashion Week for a day for Coach. And I felt the same way. I was like, I haven't seen… Well, first, I don't know about you. Like, for me, like, I don't… Because so much of my career is in Korea and Asia.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know a lot of people out here. So I was like, why the hell am I here? Like, major imposter syndrome being like… but then…
You had fun though, right?
I had fun. Like, everybody started meeting. We just had a good time. Like… Went for dinner, went for drinks afterwards, and it was a blast. But it felt so good to be back, like kind of back in the city, like just going out for a drink and like meeting people. Because I feel like I hadn't done that in so long.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was literally refreshing. Just getting to eat and break bread with your friends.
Yeah.
It's just like. Something we took for granted a lot, bro.
We
like,
really did.
I had to make dinner in my crib for 2 years, bro. I don't even cook. You know what I mean? Like that was just wild.
Yeah, just no. Wild. So wait, tell us a little bit about your cooking. What did you subsist off of for the past?
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I was going to the Asian market a lot.
Really?
A lot because I could not just eat American food. Yeah. Like, if I'm gonna be stuck in my house, bro, I'm not trying to eat some chicken. Like, I wanted…
Grilled chicken?
I just wanted some good seaweed. Good… Just like everything. Everything was so much fresher there. It's an in Koreatown in LA. Yeah. Forget the name. My girl loves going there.
It's so like H Mart or something?
It might be. I'm not gonna say which one. Because
I don't know. Because we don't know.
But… He said, because we don't know.
Because we don't know.
But, yeah, like the best meat. The best meat. Like,
do you know what? I was at like a Chinese grocery like last night. And it always hits me when I go to an Asian one. Like it may not always be the nicest Whole Foods Erewhon experience. But when you look at the actual meat and the produce, it's the freshest.
The freshest.
And like, cheapest.
And affordable.
Yeah. Like, by far.
It was definitely fun making… Going on trips to the Asian market was literally like the highlight of my week in quarantine. Like I had a bunch of Zoom calls and then I knew Friday I was going to the market, you know, to pick up my one dessert or whatever it was.
Who would do the cooking? Yourself or your girl?
Mainly me, honestly, and her. Just like we kind of just I make her like do the annoying stuff, like chopping the onions and like doing stuff that I'm too scared to do, basically.
Like what?
Like I don't want to chop onions, bro. Like I just don't.
That's such a basic thing, dude.
I really don't want to chop no onions, like at all.
What about meats? Will you chop meats?
Yeah, for sure. No, yeah.
Okay, it's just the onions.
I also just don't want to cook. So like getting me to just do a little bit stuff, like that's like I've done.
Right. The fact that you're even in the kitchen doing that.
You gotta give me an award just for that.
I want to talk a little bit about like film and TV with you because you direct a lot of your music videos. Mm-hmm. You've also been in Insecure. Have you done any other acting or anything that you're working on in that realm?
Not that's come out or that's been a thing. But you've pretty much had it across the board.
That's what
I've done.
Is it something that you want to do more of? Or like, is it…
Definitely. Yeah. I've auditioned for certain things and I've been offered a couple of things that didn't really make sense. Because I feel like a lot of times for us as Black artists, I feel like we get approached to do very stereotypical roles a lot. And I'm really trying to avoid that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's… And for us, I'm not just an actor. You know, I have a music career. Right. So like if I do something whack, like it's going to hurt my music
like
career
everything
too.
Else, yeah.
It'll hurt everything else because it's not… Like for actors, if they do something bad, it's like they did something bad. But that other movie they did was amazing.
Right.
So it's cool. But like they're gonna be like, why like that music artist isn't cool anymore now that he did this corny ass thing. You know what I mean? But that's just me morally too, aside from what other people think. Like morally, like I don't wanna play that stereotypical character.
Yeah. No, I feel that. I feel like, you know, as an Asian, we get typecasted into certain roles as well. But okay, I think you've also publicly said that Wes Anderson is influenced your love for film and directing a lot.
Definitely.
Do you have like a top favorite Wes Anderson film?
Grand Budapest Hotel. Yeah.
Same.
It's just like really all the shots in that movie. Everything is like so centered.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what a lot of like Compensating was based off of. And just trying to emulate that really was the goal. And Jack Beggar, who's like my co-director with me, and he basically comes up with all these ideas with me.
Mm-hmm.
I call him like almost all the time every time we're doing a video to figure out what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
So when we're trying to do these things, he figures out a way to bring it into the Aminé world. You know what I mean? And that's what Jack is just really good at, turning something that might seem basic and making it so unique and one of one. You know what I mean? So I love Jack.
How did you guys meet? I think it's really…
Jack reached out to Justin Lehman, my manager, out the blue.
Really?
And I didn't know who he was at the time. And I didn't want to work with other directors in the music industry because, like, when you're in the music industry, people are just so, like… I don't know. They just really want the credit for directing rather than actually focusing on the art. And as soon as I met Jack, he was just like a friend of mine for 10 years, it felt like, when him and me met for the first time. He's just such a good person and he's someone you'd want to grab drinks with. I don't want to work with anyone that I wouldn't bring into my family's home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Jack is like family to me. And I would work with him like forever.
No, I think it's really cool that you have somebody like that because for me, like, trying to build my own projects completely on my own now. Like, trying to find somebody that's a creative partner in certain realms that, like, gets you and is really able to pull and help create that universe with you is such, like, a…
unique,
it's, like, invaluable thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, that's… So I'm like, maybe I need to put a job posting out. But, like, who wants to help me?
It's really just, like, seeing who you're a fan of, honestly.
Yeah.
You just… want to work with people that you… if you respect their work and you know their work, then boom. Like I knew Jack's work as soon as I met him. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I definitely would love to work with you.
Sweet. We talked… You briefly mentioned it, but you're saying that, you know, in New York, you have been to Fashion Week, like, as for work. essentially. Oh, you were working. You know, so you spent time in New York, you spent time in LA, you spent time in Portland. Like, what feels like home to you? What city matches most up with who you are and your personality?
I would say definitely Portland. For sure, just because that's just where I was raised for 22 years of my life, you know. But, you know, if I could live anywhere, I would definitely want to live in, like, Paris. That's, like,
Paris,
an ultimate dream of mine.
Okay.
Yeah. I know it makes no sense, though, for music because we're on completely different time zones.
Yeah.
And, like, me living in L.A. is not because I, like, really want to live in Los Angeles, California. Trust me. It's a cool city, but, like, I'm here because music-wise, this is, like, the best place,
right,
like, for music. It is what it is. Like, when I see a lot of my peers, they'd be in the same time. They'll be in town at the same time as me, and that's an easy feature. That's an easy session we could do and set up right away. When I'm not Jay-Z, so I can't just get, like, anyone to fly to me. I'm not Kanye in Wyoming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so it, you know, for me, I just like being here because of the vitamin D, and, like, seeing sun is, like, very key in my music. Mm. Like, I don't make dark, moody music. Yeah. I make music that, like, lifts your spirits
happy.
Up. You know what I mean?
It feels good.
Sort of happy.
Yeah.
I hate that word because I think of, like, Teletubbies.
Okay. People use I mean happy in, like, the coolest of
but
ways.
But you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that.
I don't mean in the cheesy Teletubbies.
I know you don't. I know you don't. I'm saying, like, where my, the back, I'm being honest with you, where my mind
no,
goes.
No, I know what,
like,
you mean,
where
though.
It goes. But, like, yeah, like, I just want to see sun. Like, that's just why I'm here, really.
I feel the same way. I feel like LA is, like, cool, but, like, if I could, I'd live probably elsewhere. If I could.
Where would you live?
I think even New York.
Okay, sick. Yeah. Like, New York for me is just, like, exhausting.
Really?
It's like, I love the people. The people there are, like, my favorite people on earth. But my issue is every day feels like a week. You know what I mean? Like, I'm exhausted when I'm in New York.
I think for me it's because I've never lived there.
Yeah.
And so I wanna try it out. And it's such a different energy. Like, LA is cool. It's chill. It's laid back. Sun. Music. Awesome. But I think I'm at my best when I'm, like, bombarded with things to do.
Mm.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like New York or London if London had better weather. Mm. But London has horrible weather.
London is great, though.
But I love London.
It's just the coolest place ever.
But why Paris?
For me, it's just like, I love the people there, too. French people are just so honest. Like, I just like that. Yeah. Like, I just like when people are just to the point.
Strip
and boom, boom, boom. I hate small talk. Like, small talk is just… if I could take all the small talk out of my life, I could have probably made 10 albums by now. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so much small talk. People feel like they have to be so nice and be like, how are you? When you really don't… You don't care.
Yeah.
Like, just ask me what you need.
Yeah.
Like, let's get to the point.
How are you… Question to that. Is I feel like a lot of people start relationships, not just romantic, but just friendship, whatever, through just random small talk, you know?
True.
Do you think you just, like, ride with people that you've known forever? Do you tend to make new friends, or how is that?
I do. Like, I'm, like, don't get me wrong. Yeah. If somebody randomly talks to me at a restaurant or a bar, like, I've made conversations with, like, a 55-year-old man before, and it was hilarious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but it's just, I'm talking about, like, industry, when people, our peers, like, if you need me to come watch your dog next week and you guys say, how are you doing? What you up to? I know you don't care. You just want me to watch your dog. So just ask me to watch your dog, you know?
Okay.
That's what I mean by that. I feel like when I meet people, I'm super open to meet people like that. I love meeting new people. That's especially after quarantine. Get out of here, bro. I'll meet anyone. You want me to meet your aunt? Let's go. Like, I'm down to talk to anybody. It's just small talk is just such a dumb concept.
I get it. I know you said you've been working, you back in the studio, you've been writing some more, you've been feeling good about it. When can people expect anything new? Any new things coming up for you? In the near future?
I don't know, honestly, to give, like, a solid answer.
Yeah.
I think for me, I have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy with it. But I ain't gonna say anything else. I forgot my earrings today.
Uh-huh.
And I feel naked right now. I feel like just naked.
I've never had earrings.
Oh, man, you should get some.
But I got
They make you feel so fly.
Big ass ears. And I feel
you?
Like
bro,
I feel
you got
like
some regular ears.
Big ears. People are like, you got some massive ears.
You know what's crazy? People say I have really small ears.
Really?
I know people are going to just start looking at them now. But like I used to have big ears growing up. Like if you look at old photos of me, my shit was like, you know, Obama. Like my shit was huge on my head. And now, like my ears are too small for me. I have a huge head. My ears are pretty small, bro.
I feel like they're like a nice.
This is how big my ears.
Wait, this is how big. See? Look.
Bro.
So either mine are huge or yours are small. Or maybe we're just.
We're
just average. I don't know. But no, like my parents used to call me Dumbo, the elephant. Because they'd be like, you can fly away with your ears. Stupid, stupid fact. anyways.
Stupid.
Before we go on to like a couple of like quick fan questions.
Okay.
We first got connected because you created a mindset collection with Mindset. Mm-hmm. Which I think says something about where you are emotionally, mentally, wherever in your life. Because I think for a lot of the artists that are joining us on Mindset, they have like a reason or purpose for doing it. Mm-hmm. So just wanted to ask you like, what was it that drew you to Mindset and what were you hoping to kind of share and put out into the world through your Mindset?
I think it was just really cool to just be able to be honest for fans to be able to just hear me just like talk for a while.
Yeah.
And mainly like, you know, like I think I have a pretty good speaking voice. So getting to talk for like hours on that was just fun. Yeah. I had never done it before too.
Yeah.
So it was just like, I was having like a conversation and it was something to do, honestly, because I didn't have much to do that month. So I was like, let's go. Like, this sounds fun. So why not?
Now I was listening to, I think it was like the intro episode. I was like, I'm going to talk about this. And you get to listen to my sexy ass voice. And I was like, but no, I listened through a lot of it and I really liked it. Like you dove into so much of how you got to where you are, like your life, your family. And like how you started up and all that kind of stuff. And I thought it was just really fun to hear. And that's why I'm like…
Pretty interesting, right?
Yeah, really interesting. Also just like a lot of things that felt really uplifting in many ways, which I really liked.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
I haven't fully listened to it all yet. Mm-hmm. I've listened to like some of it.
Yeah.
But I haven't like sat down and gave it like a press play yet.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to do that.
I think your fans are going to love it. I mean, even people who aren't fans are going to get to know who you are and like what you're about. And I think it's super cool. So we have some fan questions that we're going to do real quick.
Okay.
This is from Sajay. Is there anything you haven't achieved in your career yet that you'd like to achieve? It's a very broad question.
Yes, so broad. There's like, so many things I haven't
achieved. Like one thing. There's like one thing that you absolutely… Seems unattainable, but you're dead set on doing.
Like it's just, I gotta say, it's like really, 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 really irritating. It's so irritating to be known and to be called one of the best for my music videos, always, and to be talked. My music videos being talked about by every artist, by every whatever, and I'm used on everyone's mood boards or whatever the fuck it might be. But I've never won a VMA.
Damn.
I've never been nominated for a VMA.
Damn.
I've never been recognized in that space. I would love to win a VMA. I want a Moon Man in my crib. You know, I want to give my mom a Moon Man.
Yeah.
And I do feel like we put out some of the best videos. I don't even mean that in a cocky way. I just mean that as in like we care about our videos a lot. We don't just like just shoot a music video to shoot a music video.
Right.
You know, we really care the way it's perceived, the way it's going to be. We're trying to beat the last music video always.
Right.
And to not that it matters. Like having the actual physical award doesn't matter to me. It's just even if I didn't win, I don't care. Like if I'm nominated, that's all I know. Like at least that y'all know to stop playing with me.
Yo, MTV, y'all watching?
Nah, it's cool. They know. I've tweeted them. I was like, y'all tripping.
but I completely understand where you're coming from with that.
It is what it is.
You know,
like, but I'm not gonna say it's like it's not the bane of my existence.
No.
It's okay. I get it. Like I am not what is it called? Britney Spears. I'm not the hugest artist in the world. So it's okay. Maybe one day.
One day. One day. It'll happen. We just manifested it. You've been manifesting it. So
I've been manifesting it, brother. I don't know how much longer.
Oh, man. What is your favorite music video you've directed by Isabel K? This is from By Isabel
oh,
K.
Oh, I thought you were telling me By Isabel
K. No, no, no. Like, sorry. Just clarify. This is a question from Isabel K.
Shout out to Isabel K.
What's your favorite music video that you've directed?
I will say Shimmy. Shimmy is like something that I was really, really proud to do because we got this. That was like the first, like, I mean, we shot Caroline in Oregon City, somewhat Portland, but like that was the first time I got to come with a budget to shoot a music video in Portland. Mm. You know what I mean? And I got to do big, like rent the not rent, but like the Timber Stadium let me shoot it in the stadium. You know what I mean? Like that's hometown. And that was like a super, you know, monumental time in my life where I was just really, really excited to do that. You know, bringing all my friends to come to Portland to shoot that too was just fun. The camera crew, everybody was having fun. It was a good time.
All right. Shimmy. I will be honest. I have not seen that one.
Oh, brother, you tripping. You tripping.
I will check that out. I'm being honest. I'm being transparent with you.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. You should check it out, though.
I will check it out.
It's one of my favorite music videos.
I will definitely check it out. You have so many, though. And I feel like I give them like periods of time because there's so much to digest in every single one.
For sure.
Is what I've realized.
I try to make it an experience, you know.
You know, pace it. Since your first album release in 2017, how do you think your sound or lyrical aspects of your music have changed? Do you think they've changed? This is from Sydney at Respect Yungi. That's a very deep question.
Oh, can you repeat that question?
Yeah.
Again? I was so focused on her at name. I was...
Her ad name is at Respect Yungi, which is
Respect Yungi.
name of member of BTS. So oh, respect.
Respect. Respect Yungi.
Yes, that is what it's referring to. Her name is Sydney, and the question is: since your first album released in 2017, do you think your sound and lyrical aspects of your music has changed? If so, how?
Definitely. I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah.
In the best way, because I hate talking about myself in general. But I do feel like they change, and that's on purpose.
Yeah.
Every album has to be different from the other for me personally. Just because I think it's like really underwhelming, you know, to regurgitate something that's already
the same sound.
Yeah, the same thing that's happened. And I'm not saying like make a rock album, make a hip hop album, make a pop album. You know, like I'm not saying change your genre, but find ways to incorporate different elements into it. And I don't feel like you can really compare all three of my projects so far.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it. That's kind of like that's what I'm most proud of, that I put out bodies of work that I feel like can last for a while now. And yeah, I don't know if I answered that question great.
No, that's, I mean…
Yeah.
Sydney, you can make that decision as you listen to the music.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I disappointed you, Sydney.
Last question from a fan. This is from Nadia at Cherry Dyed. You seem to associate yourself with the color yellow a lot. Is there a meaning behind it?
It's just my favorite color. And,
period.
Period. When I die, I hope that Pantone will name a color after me. That's like my dream. But besides,
so forget the VMA.
Forget
we're going
the VMA.
Over
Actually, let's rewind.
Yeah.
Forget the VMA. I'm not even tripping on that. VMAs, I love you, but I
do you
not press. Yeah. Do you? Pantone color is like my ultimate goal. That's always been my goal to like. Just get one named after me. I think that would be like my most proudest moment. Justin, for my like, we had like a dinner after my album, and he gifted me like a fake Pantone Amina yellow square,
really?
And it was like it was cool. It was something I have framed in my house that I just use as an inspiration.
Now that you mentioned it, your phone case is yellow. You have yellow tee. You got yellow glasses. It's just you're all about it.
I'm all about it. I live what I say, man.
Respect, man.
Respect.
I'm all about the green these days. As you can tell.
I see you.
I'm like in a forest with plants. And
you look really comfy though.
I'm super comfy.
I like the sandals too.
Thank you.
What do you call those though?
These Gucci something, Oof. Princeton slides, or I don't know.
The boys say Gucci.
Something like that.
I know that's expensive.
All right, we got two quick games real quick just for the video stuff. Dream collab. All right, with each topic, who would be your dream collab? And we have it up on that screen for you to see.
Oh, I don't have my reading glasses on, so
it's
I might be blind.
I'll read it out to you.
Just read it out to me.
Oh, okay. Dream collab, K-pop artist or band. Anybody that you'd love to work with.
Yeah, BTS. Come on.
BTS.
Now. Shout out BTS. What? Are you dumb?
Dream collab with a drink or snack brand.
Like a drink or a snack
brand.
Yeah,
if you could collab with like…
Oh, I've always dreamed to do a Pepsi commercial.
Ooh. Why Pepsi?
Like, not because I prefer Pepsi over Coke. I like, it's okay. Like, whoever… I'm not trying to get into the politics of this all. But Pepsi in the 2000s was doing really dope-ass commercials with artists.
Uh-huh.
Like Britney Spears, Beyoncé, Kanye.
That.
Like, they had iconic commercials.
Did.
But yeah, it would just be cool to like pull inspiration from that and do one with Jack. Like, that's my ultimate dream.
Okay.
To do one of those crazy… Like, honestly, it could be Coke too. Whoever wants to do it with me, holla.
All right.
Yeah.
Coke or Pepsi. Whoever pays more, we'll do it.
Whoever isn't offended more after this interview.
All right, next one. Dream collab, movie or TV series? Any movie you…
Collab or like…
Be like on? That you would be wanting to be on.
Oh, I would like dream to be casted in a Wes Anderson movie.
Ah.
Like, would love to be casted in one. Mm-hmm. He has like a couple movies that he's casting right now. And
really?
Trying to slide up in there.
Talk to some agents.
Yeah, I called him. I was like, yo, they were like…
Yo, Wes.
I don't know.
Dream collab clothing or sneaker brand?
New Balances.
New Balance.
I love New Balances. These are my babies.
Those look fresh. Those look brand new too.
Thanks. Yeah, I actually pulled them out the box this morning.
Dang.
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out New Balance.
All right. So last little segment. It's Guess the Yellow. We know that you love the color yellow. You've claimed it almost as your own.
Mm-hmm.
You will have your own Pantone.
It
color.
Is my own. Stop
yeah.
playing.
Yeah, you will have your own Pantone color. Name Amine. But before that, we got to test how well you know these yellow things. So we're going to show you a couple things on the screen. You got to tell us what this yellow is.
Okay.
Here we go. First one. What is that from?
Bruh. That literally just looks like fungus or something. I don't know what that is.
It's going to be something and it's going to be zoomed in, I imagine. Right?
I don't know. You're like extremely zoomed in. This looks like we're looking at a microscope. Straight up, like this.
So Amini says fungus. It
Come
was
on,
a
bro.
Banana.
When
man.
Is a banana? When does a banana have that many black spots?
It is a banana.
Can y'all actually show this on the screen when this pop goes on YouTube? Yeah, that's ridiculous.
We will.
No one would have guessed.
All right, next one. What is this? What yellow is this? By the way, this is almost like a yellow green, but it's still yellow.
It's like a neon.
Yeah.
Yellow. Dog, this is so hard. Why are y'all making this so hard? A frisbee. I don't know.
Oh, SpongeBob. SpongeBob.
Come on, G.
Dude.
Y'all are zoomed in. At least zooming into like the tongue with the yellow and something to recognize him.
Oh, that, I
that's
have
just
no
the
idea.
Color orange. This is literally terrible.
Okay, do you see that laptop? That might be easier to see on the laptop. Is that butter? Is it?
I think it's
corn?
Honey. Oh, wait. Honey Nut Cheerios?
Honey Nut Cheerios? It's corn.
It's corn.
Dude, we're 0 for 3 right now.
Yeah, this is, all right. What? This is disappointing. I promise you I'm not going to get this right. So.
A minion.
A minion. Y'all literally zoomed. Y'all zoomed in too much. I will say we need to work on the logistics of this game.
The hell is this?
That's me. That's my hair from Good For You. Boom. Come on,
oh,
stop playing.
Oh, wow.
I know my hair. You know why? I'll tell you a secret about the Good For You cover.
Yeah, please.
That hair. So we did like a million different takes. And at that time, my hair wouldn't stand up like that. I didn't have inches like that.
Uh-huh.
So like the tips, some of the tips on that hair, we had to physically like add
draw
on Photoshop. Yeah, draw on.
I was just going to say, I thought it was like a hand.
I thought it looked like a hand too. I just know because I had to literally look at that hair for like hours upon hours upon hours when we were editing this cover. So see, that's why.
Okay, so you had to
wait,
know that one.
What is this?
It's Jinx. A cartoon? It's a... Bro, I got no idea. It's a...
Pokemon.
Oh, come on!
I'm more of a fan of Charmander, but that's just me.
Did you collect Pokemon cards?
I used to collect Yu-Gi-Oh, buddy.
Wow, I did too for a little bit.
Come on, okay. Yu-Gi-Oh. I had the blue diamond one.
Damn, like the dragon.
The
thing?
Dragon.
Nah, okay. Yeah. All right.
That boy's icy.
Is this Big Bird?
Looks like Elmo or Big Bird. Yeah, Big Bird. I didn't know he had red legs.
I don't know. We learn new things every day. That's beam that takes you up to heaven. That's a light.
I don't know what that is.
That comes and zaps you and takes you to heaven.
Butter. You said butter. Shout out BTS. Butter.
Yeah. What is that? It's a dog. It's a wolf. It's a dog.
A chick. A chick like a, oh.
Oh.
It's a cat?
That's messed up.
It's not a cat.
It's a cat. This cat's woman dyed really her hair with turmeric.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Cats aren't that color.
So. Why would you do that? Is that it? Well, we're horrible at that game.
This was just embarrassing.
This is probably the worst outcome we've had in a game. But that's fine. It's completely cool.
It's the worst outcome by far?
It may have. But like we've always changed.
Shout out to being the worst.
Dude, that's pretty much all we have for today. I know it's a very
sick.
Casual conversation.
Yeah, this was chill.
I was going to dive into like really deep things, but I was like, that's what your mindset's there for. So I was like, I'm going to refrain from that. And we'll talk about like just how you've been. So thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's great seeing you.
It's great being here.
Yeah.
I haven't done much like stuff like this in a while. So just getting back into it.
You're welcome anytime. Anything that we could look forward to, anything that we should look out for coming soon or just chilling.
Hey man, like I said, my lips are sealed. My lips are sealed.
Alright, and of course you guys can check out his Mindset Collection, which is out probably right now.
Right now.
Right now. Go to getmindset.com.
Swipe up.
Swipe up. Go to it.
There's no swipe up on this.
On this podcast app. It doesn't exist. But you can go to getmindset.com and check out his Mindset.
I think they need to start putting links in captions.
Why
I thought y'all would
that?
Agree with me way more. It was silent in the room. That's
I
crazy.
Agree with you. I was like in the podcast player, but then I realized you mean
no,
like
in
socials.
Captions. Like,
right.
Like, why can't we? You know what I mean?
I agree.
Like, put it on my Instagram. Why?
It's impossible.
Link
to
in
like,
bio, Instagram. You need a lot more to work on.
You know, we have like a lot of these ideas that we got to pitch
start
to these different companies, like music on Instagram pages and like links. Actually,
you know what's funny though?
Caption.
I know for a fact, we could find 100 tweets of people saying all this stuff.
Our job is literally just to search Twitter and like
yeah,
take
yeah,
the best
yeah, literally
ideas.
To see if anyone's had this idea.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you want to say anything to our listeners, this is your chance.
I started this interview with hello. I'm going to end it with a goodbye.
All right, guys.
I was going to say something hella deep.
I thought you were going to say something really, really deep, but that was not it.
Nah, that was actually it, though.
All right,
That's the one.
Okay.
Imagine it just ending on that goodbye.
Maybe we'll re-edit it and like we'll put it at
put
the
it
end
there.
After I say all these great things. You guys, be sure to follow us on our socials at The Dive Studios. You can check out this video at youtube.com/divestudios or Dive Pods. You can see it as on TikTok at Dive Studios and become a patron of ours at patreon.com/divestudios as well. Be sure to check out Amine's Mindset Collection. It is out now. It is some really, really interesting stories and you were going to get to know him in some really cool ways. I feel like I know you in really cool ways. You probably don't know me yet in those cool ways. So I'm just like…
We got to grab a drink.
It's like that one way.
I want to go to Korea with you.
Oh yeah, we could do that.
Because I know we're going to live like Jay-Z. So like, I'm trying to go with you, man.
It'll be fun. All right. So, thanks for joining us. We have one thing that we do for every single guest on this show. And it is the outro. And we ask our guests to make an outro. It can be whatever you want. Sometimes people scream. Sometimes people make a jingle. Sometimes people just say a little poem. But…
That's way too deep.
Spoken word.
You have to like sit there
poetry.
And listen to someone say a poem. And you're just like… That's crazy.
But anything you want as an outro, if we could ask that of you.
Yeah. I started this interview with hello. I'm going to end it with a goodbye.
That was really poetic. Thank you.
Love.
We'll see you next week on the Tevox Show. Bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Tevox with Eric Nam.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.